we have got only 7 minutes, I make it, Nigel. Only 7 minutes. Yep. And in that time, if we don't score, we are more or less relegated. Maybe technically, maybe not quite technically, but we have to score unless Dagenham are pulled back at Darlington. But Darlington are down to 10 men, and Dagenham have come from 2 down to be 3-2 up.
This is a safety announcement.
We have only 6 minutes. The Stags have played their football league history. We've got to get a goal from somewhere. It's desperate. It's absolutely desperate. Arnold to Horlock. Horlock forward. But so it comes to Nathan Arnold. Arnold, come on. Give us a piece of magic, Nathan Arnold. Arnold. Oh, he's lost it. He's lost it. And this will go back. Jason White is going to clear this.
It's interesting, isn't it, that we asked our team today to do something that they've been unable to do for the whole of the season, and we still expected them to do it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, but maybe it was too much to hope for. Ball is forward by Rotherham. That's going to go out for throw into Mansell, level their own penalty area, and Buxton will play this ball back to Jason White. Jason White now. Well, he can't redeem himself. It's got to be somebody at the other end who has to get Jason White out of jail, because, let's face it, he is going to be the villain of the piece here. I'm afraid he's made the worst error all season. Simply the worst error all season. Terrible mistake by Jason White. It was unbelievable. The ball's forward by Mansfield, but Rotherham have it. Time is running out here at Field Mill. It's a foul by Gareth Jellyman. Time is running out here at Field Mill.
Six minutes
to go. Mansfield need a goal here at Field Mill, unless Darlington could get an equaliser against Dagenham, but they're down to 10 men.
Tex coming in, Haslam must leave the building.
Well, he's still here. He's in front of us in the director's box.
He has destroyed our club. I've been going to the stage nearly 30 years. I am devastated for Mansfield.
None of us really expected the Stags to go down today, but it could almost happen. Darlington are winning, Notts County are winning, we're losing. You just don't believe it. Darlington, Rotherham on the edge of the Stags box. Still on the edge of the Stags box. Rotherham United, a chance here.
It really would kill us, wouldn't it?
Over the bar, just over the bar, and it's a corner for Rotherham. It was number 8 there, Peter Holmes, just over the bar. Holmes' shot deflected just over the bar, and it's Rotherham who are asking the questions.
Certainly is. Right in the dying embers of this game now, with just 5 minutes plus added on time remaining. No more shakes of the dice now for Mansfield Town. It really is shit or bust as this cross comes in towards the penalty spot. It's headed goalwards. It's flicked on by Holmes, but out for a goal kick to Mansfield Town. The Stags have really got to commit now, really got to commit men forward and hope that they can get something of a lifeline with a very late goal and steal a draw. And it would be a steal right now as it stands at the moment. That ball drops straight onto a Rotherham head. Johnny Mullins will escort the ball out of play for a Mansfield Town throw to be taken by Gareth Jellyman. Some very interesting and unusual decisions made today by Paul Holland. A man that I have got the utmost respect for and admiration as a player, and the utmost respect for as a person, but today as a manager he's made some really strange decisions. The ball out of play, Buxton takes the throw, again it goes back to Jason White. Rotherham running down the clock, running down the end of their season, as the ball is driven forward by the Stags keeper. It's headed away by Rotherham. It'll fall to the Stags player, no it won't. Briggs didn't get there quick enough, and Rotherham have got 4-3 at the moment, and a chance now to close out the game and really seal Mansfield's future. Into Hudson!
Oh, great save.
What a save.
Yeah,
from Jason White. It was Mark Hudson with the driven right-footed shot, and some of these Stags players already look dead on their feet. They're leaving 4 men forward for a corner, for a Rotherham corner, with 3.5 minutes to go, Martin.
I can't see the point in leaving 4 men forward, quite honestly. I just can't see the point, but Rotherham holding the ball down by the corner flag. Still good. It's gone out as a throw into Mansfield.
Text coming in from a Rotherham fan saying, I do feel sorry for you guys. We may be having an even worse day to come. Well, we hope that doesn't happen, because if it means we stay in the Football League, I still wouldn't want it to happen.
Johnny Mullins, staying forward for Mansfield, throwing in front of us about 40 yards from the Rotherham goal. If ever in our entire history we needed a goal in the last 4 minutes, or 3 minutes as it is now, it is now. It is imperative for Mansfield to get a goal, or effectively we're going out. We won't technically be ready. relegated if Chester only draw. But it will mean we would have to win our last game and Chester lose their last two if Chester draw today. We must get a goal. We have to get a goal. On the edge of the box. Oh, it's been cleared by Rotherham. So, Jake Buxton needs to win that ball. What does he do? It's going to be a throw-in for Rotherham. Chance for Rotherham to win, run the clock down. This is terrible. This is awful, awful stuff. Johnny Myers is staying forward for Mansfield. Mansfield have three up front. Brown, Mullin. Mansfield haven't got enough players back, in my opinion. We need more players back. Holmes on the left-hand side of the box. And it's a corner. I don't understand why we've got four players up front doing absolutely nothing. We need to get the ball away from defence. How long have we got left, Nigel?
We've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. On time.
2 minutes, otherwise we're effectively going down this afternoon, really. Oh, I don't believe what I'm watching here. I do not believe it's going to be another corner for Rotherham United. This is agony. It's the only word for it. Agony. Rotherham with the corner.
It's taken short, they're running out. Time definitely as the ball's out of play.
Goal kick for Mansfield. Goal kick for Mansfield. Goal kick for Mansfield. Jason White to take it. We need a goal unbelievably desperately to mean that we could catch Dagenham next week. If we get one goal, we can catch them. We have to get a goal. Here's Stephen Dawson. Dawson out to the right hand side to Hampshire. Hampshire into the box. Crossed in. Michael Body. He's over the bar from Johnny Mullins. I don't believe it. Over the bar from Johnny Mullins. That was a chance for Mansfield to give themselves hope. And Mullins has put it over the bar. Hampshire's ball in was good. Mullins sort of got underneath it and flicked it over the bar. Oh dear.
I don't know what to say, Martin. I'm sat here mic'd up, ready to talk, and just totally dumbfounded. Less than 60 seconds to go plus added on time. The fourth official walks out with his board. That just typifies Mansfield's season, so close and yet so far away when you think about it.
Warlock, Mullins, forward to Mansfield, holding, but I don't think he'll get on the end of it. It's going to go out for a goal kick. It's gone out for a goal kick.
It just typifies our season. We've been in the bottom two for the largest part of the season. We've been one of the worst two teams for a huge part of this season. 3 minutes added on.
Three minutes.
You know, at the end of the day,
we're basically down. It won't be technically because unless Chester win.
Chester full-time 0-0.
Yeah, so we're 3 points behind them, but they've got two games left, so they would have to lose those last two, and we win our last game. It's pretty unlikely, pretty unlikely. Mansfield have to get a goal in the next 2.5 minutes. They simply have to. Matthew Hampshire is going to take a free kick from Mansfield in the centre circle. Please get a goal, Mansfield Town. Please get a goal. Hampshire with a free kick. It's going forward into the Rotherham box. Buxton heads it off. Brown, no, it's a free kick. Brown! Only 2 minutes to go. Free kick. They've got 2 minutes left here at Field Mill as Keith Brick gets a booking for arguing with a referee. I don't know if everybody around us realises what's happening in the Dagenham game, but at the moment we cannot catch Dagenham, we cannot catch Notts County, we will be 3 points behind Chester and they will have two games to go. We have to get a goal. Rotherham have a chance of a goal themselves here. It's inside the box and it's going to be a free, it's over the bar for number 10, that's the worst miss possibly ever.
Darlington full time 2-3.
Darlington 2-3 full time.
How did he miss that?
Terrible miss, open goal. But it doesn't matter.
We're 60 seconds away from being relegated.
60 seconds effectively. We won't actually be relegated today. But if Chester get a point on Tuesday, we will be. A free kick for Mansfield. A free kick for Mansfield. 40 yards from goal.
This is it.
It has to come now for Mansfield. It has to come now. Matthew Hampshire, get this ball into the box. We have to get a goal. Hampshire into the box. It's away by Rotherham. Back to Hampshire. Hampshire over the top. Cleared by Rotherham. And again, Dawson. It's going to be a throw-in for Mansfield. Less than 60 seconds to go. We have to get a goal. goal, otherwise we're virtually dead.
30 seconds.
Hampshire into the box. Handball, no! Mullins trying to get it back into the middle. He's not going anywhere. Free kick to Mansfield. Free kick to Mansfield. We have to get a goal. I don't believe what I'm watching. Hampshire. Hampshire, you've got to get this into the box. We have to get the ball into the net. Come on, Mansfield. Come on, Mansfield. Hampshire, you have to get it in. We need a goal in the next 15 seconds. Otherwise, we're virtually dead. Hampshire. Bowled it. It's gone wide. No, the goalkeeper's got it. And now I'm afraid it's probably the end of our Football League history. Rotherham are going to score here because Jason White's out of his goal. No, they're not. But there's no point in cheering because the game is virtually over. The game is virtually over. And Nigel, we are effectively relegated because the referee is about to blow up here. And we are effectively relegated. Unless Chester lose their last two games and we win. I can't believe what I've seen. Can't believe it. The referee is about to blow his whistle. The ball is at the wrong end of the pitch. Well,
it's a Davy Dredders and it's come.
Come on, Stag.
Okay, he's come on
round,
now.
Round, there's a chance. Mansfield on the break. Nathan Arnold. Nathan Arnold forward. The ball, it's gone out too far. It's a goal kick. It's a goal kick.
I say, Haslam's gone. That's typical, isn't it? That's typical, isn't it? He was there right up until the last 5 minutes.
Full-time whistle is gone. We missed the full-time whistle. Mansfield are effectively relegated, Nigel. Unless Dagenham have won, we cannot catch Dagenham. We cannot catch Dagenham. We cannot catch Notts County if they lose.
Where is he then? He's gone. He went with 5 minutes to go, that's typical, isn't it? That's typical, isn't it? He went with 5 minutes to go.
But Nigel, the game is over. The players have gone, and we've virtually gone. We've virtually gone.
Sign off, not a lot I feel I can really add today, but what I will say is whatever happens in the future, I love this football club and I've really enjoyed doing the Stags World commentaries, and I wish you all of you the best for the future. I wish everybody listening this afternoon all the best for the future. Yourself, Martin, and of course Mansfield Town Football Club. We may be down, we're not out just yet, Martin. We may be down, but we're not out just yet. That's all I've got to say, really.
Okay, Nigel, thanks for that. Well, I mean, if we could have confirmation of the Chester City score, please, that would at least tell us. Very sorry, lads. Red Duke 666. Basically, the situation is we cannot catch Dagenham and Redbridge, who have won today. We have lost. We cannot catch Notts County. But Chester City, Chester now have to lose both their games, which is why we will win. But effectively, we are down here. Basically, the whole stadium is chanting Haslam out. But Haslam has gone. So we've got a text to say thanks a million to the entertaining conference season, the loud season, you guys grind back in heart, thanks for that, Colin. You can hear around us just chants of Haslam out. Haslam has effectively taken us down to the conference here.